Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Stripped by Thorison, pushes forward, Klaus 3-on-3 down the left side of the box, has Cello against Parker, drop back to her, Klaus lets it drift,
yes!
Outside the goal! Oh, Simon Bencher ties us at deuces! 73rd minute, Foxborough!
The call on Y98FM, Joey Zanaboni, Dale Shilley, a 2-2 draw with the New England Revolution. They come back and get that point. Joining us, sporting director Lutz Fahnensteel on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. You get the point there. You've become accustomed to getting points. That is 13 draws now on the season. But this one, tell me how that happened in the second half, how you were able, how John Hackworth was able to get his team to get that equalizer and finish it off 2-2.
You know, it was a bit painful after having complete game control in the first 20 minutes. We scored that goal and then just before halftime, we let them back into the game. They scored two chances, were very clinical. And then I think after 60 minutes, John changed it into a back three, which did the trick for us. We took again, I think, control of the match. Simon scored a good goal, 2-2. But then, on a normal day, I would say, getting a draw on the road against a team like New England on a difficult turf, That's a good result. That's a decent result to build on. Of course, with the task which we all have in front of our eyes right now to still somehow squeeze into a playoff spot, then it's not that positive. So you need to look at it, I think, from both sides, looking further ahead, looking at the way we played, looking at the result. I think that's something to build on. Only losing one out of the last eight is something to build on. But right now, if you want to still somehow get this season, rescue this season, I will call it, then only the wins are right now what really matters, what counts. And not a bad result, but now we need to prepare for Minnesota. That's a six-pointer next week.
I completely understand that. Getting wins, getting 3 points on the road is something that has eluded you to this point. I do want to, before I go back to this New England game, want to mention that you were coming off a great win, and I really haven't had a chance to talk to you about that. I was there. I enjoyed every second of the victory over the LA Galaxy, so that had to excite you. I saw you out on the field after the game, out on the pitch, shaking hands, and certainly excited about what you saw. I have to think that there were good things ahead coming out of that, Lutz.
Yeah, beating Galaxy at home, was definitely special. I mean, they're the number one team at the moment in the Western Conference, and I think we fully deserve to beat them on that day. So lots of positive vibes during the week, and then we carried that definitely over into the first 15, 20, maybe 25 minutes in Boston last night. But then I think our defensive shape let us down a few times. There was little things happening down one flank, which we didn't really get under control that easy. And this is when another team scores two goals out of three chances in quick succession, and then somehow you start to think again. And that was happened yesterday. So I think John Hackworth and the coaching staff did a great job to find a solution in the second half to actually change the formation, which we haven't done that often, and actually get that point, which is from a mentality perspective, definitely nothing bad and not something to work on. But I think we took a lot of energy out, Tom, of that LA Galaxy game because it was, you know, it was a great day of football. It was a wonderful day, an afternoon game, which we don't have that often. And I think the crowd really liked it. So another home game coming up, I think that is what I'm looking forward to now. I just put a little green tick or a neutral tick on that game yesterday, let it go, and focus on next week against Minnesota.
One last thing on that game, if you don't mind, and that would be Kessler and Parker. What did you think of Kessler as he made his return to New England? I know that that's emotional for the players, but isn't it once you start playing, does that kind of go away? Aren't you just trying to concentrate on doing what you have to do technically?
You know, it was a very emotional game, I think, for Henry because it was his only professional club before he came to St. Louis he ever played for. They showed before the game a highlight video of him on the screen, which was pretty interesting as well. And the crowd got nuts and really enjoyed that he scored a goal from a set piece in his return, also on his 100th MLS game, was sensational. But it wasn't not all that sweet because then also at the equalizer he slipped and that's how actually England came back into the game. So there was some great moments for Henry and also some bad moments. But overall, I think he had a decent performance for sure. And yeah, it was also great to see Tim Parker. You know, I mean, he was here since day one, as you know. And I spoke with him briefly before the game and a bit after the game as well. But there was no hard feelings. And yeah, Tim played the full game, had his first start, and did a good job.
You'll take on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
On Minnesota United on Saturday night at City Park, Y98 FM at 7:30. I know the place will be rocking, that's for sure. Best to you, and thank you as always for joining me on these Sunday mornings.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good Sunday.
You too. Sporting Director Lutz Fansteel on KMOX. Well, look who's back to KMOX Radio. The voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, is joining us to talk about his hockey club. It's 11:23. Good morning, Kerbs. How are you doing?
Tom, I'm good. Sorry about earlier. Life of making pancakes and putting a grocery list got in my way.
It's all good, man. I know. And I know you know radio, so I brush it off because sports on a Sunday morning, as you also know, has a lot of moving parts. So we snuck in our NFL picks as you were finishing up things. And here we are talking about your hockey club. It's time, Kerbs. The Blues are ready to do this for real. What do you think about 2024-25?
Well, I'm excited, Tom. I think that Doug Armstrong and his team over the course of this summer put and brought in an interesting mix of players, whereas some young players, even after last season, say a Zach Dean, say a Zach Bolduc, maybe a Perunovic, a Tucker, a Kessel, think, okay, I've earned a spot in the National Hockey League. That's not the case. They brought in veteran players that now each one of these young guys has to earn that spot. And at the same time, some of these young guys, and take a Zach Bolduc, for example, if he plays or has a really good camp and ends up in a top six, could force a veteran player out of a top six, could put their spots on the line. So he created internal competition, so I'm excited on what I would expect to be an intense and sharp camp right from day one.
We are getting closer. We're about 11 days away from training camp opening. The prospect camp actually opens in 4 days, and all practices and games at Centene Community Ice Center are open and free to the public. We should remind people of that, and I'm sure they've figured that out. But it's always a good reminder, Curbs. What is the atmosphere like over there for those practices?
It's a great point, Tom. If you think of your access to the pro sports in town, there's really still nothing like the Blues and hockey. And it's been this way forever, whether you were going to watch and practice at the Brentwood Ice Rink or out at the Chesterfield Hardy's Iceplex or all the different places even before that. Now it's Centene. They're open to the public. You literally get to go watch training camp. It's really phenomenal, and it's free, as you mentioned. So the atmosphere is good. I can tell you that when the players, especially young players or maybe new players to St. Louis, take the ice for a practice, day one, day two, day three of training camp, and the place is packed and people are cheering, they feel the buzz. It's an awesome connection to the fan base that has been just, I think, part of the fabric of being a Blues player and being a Blues fan.
These fans are something. I mean, they are loyal, and they've been with you through thick and thin. But also, I feel a line of communication between the front office and the players. I think there's honesty. I think they have been upfront about the direction of the team. They look like a contender, yet they continue to build. Is that accurate? And what do you think about what Doug Armstrong has done to this point?
Yeah, I'll give you a good example of that. You've got a Ryan Suter who's going to be the oldest player in the National Hockey League this year, hitting the 40-year plateau. Now, played 18 minutes a game in every game last year for the Dallas Stars. The Blues aren't looking for him to play 18 minutes. And when Doug Armstrong talked to him prior to signing him saying, do you want to play? And the Blues were the ones that reached out to him. He asked, or they told Ryan Suter, this is the role we see you playing. We see you playing a role where we're going to need that veteran presence to help bring young guys along. Are you willing to play that role? And they were upfront and honest with him. And he said, yeah, that sounds like a perfect fit for me. And Ryan Suter signed here. So there's that honesty and that upfrontness. But at the same time, Tom Stillman, Doug Armstrong, every time they've talked to the media from last year, the year before, and into this year, they've talked about how they know they're building for the future. They're not going to make big splashes in free agency, but they are going to build what they feel is a team that can compete and then hopefully find a way into a playoff spot. I think they've put that roster together. We'll see what health plays into this. We'll see how health through camp plays into this. We'll see whether it's a Dvorsky, a Kaskamaki, or somebody, a Bolduc, a Dean that steps up, maybe takes somebody's spot, the Toropchenko, whoever it may be, and then we'll see how that plays out. But a full camp with Drew Bannister, Tom, a full run of his energy, what he's expecting from a work ethic standpoint, and if the Blues get off to a good start, it could be a terrific year. But they put a team together that will be competitive, and then now you just have to see how it plays out when the whistle blows.
Curbs, thank you for this, and congratulations to your longtime radio partner, Kelly Chase, on being inducted into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. What a special time this is for the Blues and his hockey family.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, and congratulations to Chaser. It was a great honor, and it speaks. It's not that honor didn't just speak to his play on the ice, which is what I think makes it such a special one. It spoke to his commitment to this community and how much that this community is near and dear to his heart. So a special honor, a fun night for him, and I was glad to see him receive it.
Lots of love from all of us here at KMOX. Curbs, always great to talk to you. We'll catch up with you soon, and I'm fired up for hockey season. Thank you very much for the time.
All right, Tom, we'll see you at the rink next weekend.
Yes, sir. The voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, with us on KMOX, John Mozeliak. is next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.